conditional use number 2631, Zion Church Ventures LLC.
Madam Chair, if I can circle back on this one, this was another item that was heard at our meeting of April 15th, and the Commission left the record open for two things. First of all, to leave the record open for any additional written comments within 5 business days. I confirm, having checked this afternoon, we don't appear to have received any additional comments, and the public record for those comments closed automatically at the end of that 5-day period. The second item was an update from staff as to the chronology. And as the Commission had noted, there's a lot of history in this. I've done my best to try and capture it in just a few slides, in that if the Commission goes back to 2023, in October of 2023, the original application was conditional use number 2392, which was submitted for storage warehouse buildings, a car wash, and a clubhouse with swimming pool. And that was heard by the Commission in October 12th of 2023. The Commission recommended approval, which included 180,000 square feet of warehouse and storage buildings with the car wash and the pool and the club amenity. And there were specific conditions governing the use of the property, that the clubhouse amenity was for the owners and other units, and the pool and clubhouse was for exclusive use of the owners and their families and their guests. And there were specific conditions on the 2023 recommendation governing storage. Commission also had condition O in their original approval, which was the unit shall only have bathrooms with a sink and a toilet. No showers or bathtub type fixtures or plumbing connections shall be permitted, and instead any sharing bathing facilities shall be in a standalone centrally located building on the site. So that was the Commission's recommendation, and that's the site plan that the Commission saw back in 2023. You see the arrangements of the buildings, you can see the clubhouse, and this went to County Council, and I zoomed in and you can enlarge. You can see that there's the car wash, there's a clubhouse. And then what happened next is following that public hearing and that recommendation from the Commission, the applicant submitted an exhibit on November 14th requesting that County Council modify the conditions of approval. And here's a copy from the record of what got submitted. They specifically requested that some of the language be changed and condition O be eliminated. And then it went to County Council, there was a hearing before County Council. And here's a copy of the ordinance from that was approved the following year in April of 2024. And you could see that condition O was actually removed back then, and there was other modifications as well.
And this condition O was the one that talked about the bathrooms, that there are only bathrooms with a sink and a toilet, but no showers, and bath type fixtures, and plumbing connections for that should be permitted. So that was eliminated by council. Okay.
Correct. The second application came in, which was conditional use number 2581. And the second application now included the word office buildings, and there's still reference to a car wash, but there was no reference to amenities and a pool. So it was a different application that came in for a conditional use. It went through the Commission, and that went to County Council on July 22nd of last year. And it was approved by council subject to 20 conditions.
To clarify something, Jamie, sorry. The condition around the bathrooms, did council remove that with the intent of providing them more flexibility to do what they wanted, or to not, was the intent not to allow any bathroom facilities in the storage units?
Off the top of my head, I'd have to go back to the minutes and check.
My understanding was greater flexibility. In other words, they could put whatever they wanted in there. There wasn't a prohibition on the, anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine. And then the second application included the word, in addition to storage and warehouse, it now included office buildings with reference to the car wash. This application went through the process again as a new conditional use application, and it specifically introduced offices. There was a new site plan. I'll show you a site plan in just a moment. And then this did have additional conditions that were imposed by County Council. The new conditions were specifically in relation to the units shall not be used as a business for manufacturing or industrial purposes, and the office space shall not be isolated or walled off from the remainder of each unit. This specifically came from recommendations of the Commission. No unit shall be primarily used as an office. In addition, the property may not be used as a business for meeting customers or as a showroom or as a mail drop or pickup or delivery location for customers. And then in relation to condition O was then reinstated. The unit shall only have bathrooms with a sink and a toilet. No showers or bathroom type fixtures or plumbing connections shall be permitted. And then if I jump to the site plan.
So that's the current ordinance right now, just so we're clear, with the limitations on office space and also only bathrooms with a sink and toilet. So that condition O was put back in with no showers.
Back in there, no showers.
Yeah.
Correct. Just correct. Okay.
I note in the second application, the amenities were removed and the pool was removed. The car wash was retained. I did note that all the buildings have now changed their annotations. They all say proposed warehouse now. Instead of just saying building, they all say warehouse. But this was ultimately the preliminary plan. It's a conceptual plan only, and it's something that could be clarified. But it was approved by County Council, and here's a color illustration of the site. And I can zoom in. And then if you jump to the actual ordinance, here's a copy of the ordinance as it was approved by County Council with those conditions. And then if you look at reason D, I highlighted that to show that what the council's rationale for the approval was and that why it was allowed and that allowing owners to personalize their spaces, these units will cater to hobbyists and that some of the reasoning for allowing that flexibility was to allow the units to be customized. And then if you look at the final slide, I put the applicant's current request and highlighted the two conditions that are being sought in the current application, and I highlighted those two conditions in yellow. So you could see it all in one slide. So
the current application is to allow for office spaces within the warehouse units and to remove the requirement that an on-site management office be established for the maintenance and operation of the units.
Correct.
Those two things.
And there's no pool, there's no clubhouse, there is a car wash, as it is established currently, right?
Correct. And the current requirement is that the individual units cannot be isolated or walled off. Whilst they may have desks and a computer station within them, they cannot be walled. That 9,000 square feet cannot currently be walled off into a separate office. And that's the condition that the applicant's specifically seeking revision of.
And what about the difference between storage and warehouse that they have shown on their plan for us when we're considering that? It was applied for storage, so...
So the short title isn't changing. So the short title of the previous ordinance was storage, warehouse, or office buildings, and a car wash. And that is not being changed as a result. The request is solely to amend conditions D and N.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, this was originally proposed as being sold, like they were selling condominium units of storage facilities, if I remember correctly, which is why we had the condominium association reference. Are they just planning on leasing these out now? Is that?
I don't want to speak for the applicant, but the applicant spoke to the flexibility of the use. But you are correct. The original application did start off with the deluxe man cave with the.
And that's not contemplated in this current way. Even in the current ordinance, there's no reference to the condominium association.
Yeah. So we can only consider the two that he's asking for.
And I don't know really in terms of an ordinance whether it's a condominium or not, because a unit's a unit is a unit, you know. I mean, that doesn't necessarily come into play land use wise. But you're right. The only things that are being considered now, we're not going back and revisiting any other the conditions or findings. It's just whether or not you agree with the two changes that are requested. And at this point, you know, we kept the record open, and I appreciate that explanation. Mr. Whitehouse,
thank you.
Kind of narrowed it down again because, you know, the commission doesn't necessarily always know what the council has done. And in this case, the thing that was slightly odd about it was that there was a second complete do-over application rather than a modification of the initial application. So,
And I think that's part of what's caused all of this confusion going back and forth, because where did we end up and where are we?
Yeah.
So really with D and O is what we're looking at, Mr.
D and N.
I'm sorry, N.
D and N. And you know, I mean, the record will close after this, so...
We can defer action.
But if you want to defer action and think on it, just to make sure, you know, you got your thoughts together for a motion.
And so in summary, they want to allow the use of part of the units as office space and to remove the requirement for on-site office space for managing the...
Yeah, I think it's... They can use it for office space now, but they want to avoid... They want to eliminate the requirement. They want to eliminate the prohibition against creating separate segregated offices within the units. And you're right. And then the second one is to eliminate the centralized on-site office management.
Okay. What's your pleasure, Mr.? Betty John.
And I apologize, I'm looking at this again, just I misspoke earlier. This does contemplate a condominium association.
It does now.
Yeah.
Ordinance, yeah.
Okay.
Condition Q.
Well, I read that too.
All right, Madam Chair, I move to defer action on conditional use 2631 Zion Church Ventures LLC for further consideration.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2631 Zion Church Ventures LLC. Okay, moving on.